Blog Talk Radio.
Hours of the earthquake in
praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Amen. And also number 2 Church in Lakeland, Florida. And we thank God for being on another day. Some say another day that the Lord has kept us. He kept you and I. He kept us from all harm and unseen danger. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love, kindness, and tender mercy. We thank you for hope, praise God, because we do have hope. We do have blessings. Amen. And we are cured by Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost today. I pray, God, that somebody will be blessed. Somebody will be anointed. Somebody will get delivered and set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. If you want to tune in, you can call 527-999-513. Call in and listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying. I want y'all to know that the Holy Ghost is real. Again, you may call in on this number. 563-999-3511. You may call this number 3-999-3511. Praise God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the listeners on today and the ones that want to listen and can't come in. Amen. But we still love them. Amen. And we are to pray for them. Amen. Praise God. Bring you greetings from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 1 and number 2. Praise God. Number 2 Church. Praise God. The leaders are Pastor Terry and Co-Pastor Rhonda White. And we bless the Lord at all times. And we're going to continually to praise him out of our mouth. Amen. You can reach Pastor and Pastor White at area code 863-812-6227. Again, the number is 863-812-7. I apologize. They would love to hear from you. They would love to hear from you. And if you're ever in the Lakeland, Florida area, call them and you will be blessed. Amen. You can reach number 2 Church, which we are in Baltimore, Maryland. The address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Again, the address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Our services on Sundays it starts at 1:30 p.m. Come out and be blessed by God. Starts at 1:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And we are on blog 6 days a week. Amen. Praise God. Also on Mondays, it's America Prayer Line. Praise God. And the leaders on there is Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith. Excuse me, amen. Tuesday night is our prayer night, which the number is 267-807-9611. Praise God. And the code is 264-2669. The devil is alive. On Wednesday is our blog. And that starts at 5:30 p.m. Praise God. And the number is 563-999-3511. And that's Pastor White. And I forgot, on Mondays at 5:30, Pastor White, co-Pastor White comes on. And Tuesdays is Minister Yvette Smith. And this is Blood, y'all, at 5:30. And Wednesday, and also on Thursday, is Minister Matt, Elder Matt. And on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock is our Bible study. Pastor Mary Williams starts at 7 o'clock. And on Fridays, which is today, praise God, I'm doing the blog. Praise God. Getting a little mixed up. I'm sorry, the blog, 5:30 p.m. Amen. And 7 o'clock tonight, change comes on at area code 267-807-9611. And the code is 264-694. Tune in tonight, because you will be blessed by the Lord. Tomorrow evening at 5:30, Pastor Sybil Johnson, she'll be on at 5:30 on blog. You may call, praise God, 563-999-3511. It's such a blessing to be able to minister God's word or whatever the Lord put in our spirit to minister to the people. Be blessed by God. Keep in touch with God through fasting and praying and seeking God and telling the Lord you love him. Lay down that plate of food. Amen. Get on your knees and pray. We don't pray like we used to pray. So you can reach us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we bless God for everybody today. Some say, I'm so glad I'm here, in Jesus' name. And also let us be praying for the people that's in Turkey. Oh, my God. Let us be praying. Lives are lost. Some people still living. America. America, tell you it's a miracle to be still alive. And you know, we complain. Here, people done lost their loved one. Oh, my Lord, we need to pray. We need to honor God more than we're honoring God. We need to thank him. Thank the Lord. And tell him how much you love. Ikabababa. Tell him how much you love him. This is Black History Month. Let us educate ourselves. Read books, amen, about the great people in God, amen, that was here before we was here and paved the way for us. They opened up the door for us to be where we are today. Thank God for Martin Luther King, Abraham. Just thank God for Martin Luther King, great man in God, him and his family. He paved the way for us. He prayed about the blacks and the whites coming together, all different type of people coming together. God used him to pave the way for us. Thank God. God always got somebody that's going to pave the way for us. Are you one of them that's open doors for people? Are you one of them that's giving a good word out so that the people be blessed? Are you educating people that don't know Jesus? Are you seeking the kingdom of God? Huh? Do you know Jesus? You know, people talk Jesus, but have you been born again? You got to be born again to know the Lord. God is real. God is real. He wants us to seek him. I'm just on here today talking. I'm not preaching. I'm just saying what the Lord laid in my heart. Laid on my heart, I'm sorry to say. Because we get all this preaching and teaching and we're not even putting it to work. We got to put it to work. Faith without works is dead. Show me your faith without your work. I want to know. Have you been born again? Because people of God that's been born again, they're just not going to walk around and do what they want to do, say what they want to say. Do we really know him? You know, a lot of times we get on blog and people looking for us to preach and do this and that. Hey, look, every now and then it's good to talk. But in the talking, you got to walk the walk. Have you told people about your self-experience, the people that's out there? It's good when we tell it in church. But you got to let people know where God brought you from. Wow, out in the street, witnessing, telling people about Jesus, how he came in your life, how he delivered you, how he took you out of whatever you was in, and me too. Are you willing to work for the Lord? Search yourself. See if you really have the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, catch us in our net. Oh, God, he'll understand. But we know we're not going to heaven. We got to live in the Word and live off the Word. It's easy for me to get up in church and testify about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me. But it's better in the street. Friends see a change in you. That go for me too. It starts with me first. Let them know where God has brought you from. Don't look for people to be falling out all the time on in tears and look. Serve God. People are not going to follow us to Christ if we doing what they doing. They will pretend, but when they get behind your back or my back, they'll downrate us. Talk bad about us. Oh, they ain't no children of God. They ain't nothing but a bunch of phonies. Excuse me. That's why people don't follow us today. Because we are doing what they doing, and they don't expect that out of us. Well, I thought they had changed. I thought they'd say Christ came into their life. I don't rejoice over that. That makes me feel bad. that makes me feel bad, because if we're supposed to have the light of Christ in us, supposed to walk the walk and talk the talk. See, God, you and I need the Lord. Right now, we lost a good friend. Not that old. A preacher. But she lived a life. She, when she found out she was sick, served God. No matter what we're going through, we ought to keep serving God. Somebody might say, well, if I know that, I would ask, where is God? God is right here. God is keeping us. We don't have a church home. You need a church home. You can preach Jesus. You can go out in the street or whatever. Well, I don't need nobody over me. I don't need to go to church. Jesus didn't go to the hedge of highways and the byways. He sure did. But he said, forsake not to assemble yourself together. Everybody needs somebody over them. Some people say, I don't need nobody over me. Well, you're looking at it in the natural way. I'm looking at it in the spiritual way. Our parents was over us. They raised us. They did good things for us. We need God and somebody over us. That you're working on a job, you got a supervisor. You have a manager. So what do you call them? We better start looking at life different. We need God in our life. We are causing people not to come to church, causing people to fall, causing people not to believe in us. We're doing all this mess. And yet we say we love God. And we don't stop people from coming to God. Said in the word of God, follow me as I follow Christ. How are people going to follow us and we doing everything that we shouldn't be doing? You have to care about people. You have to say, well, Lord, I don't want to stop them from giving their life to you, God. I want them to be saved. Some people don't care. It's all about that flush. Carry us to hell. And the devil is sitting up laughing at us. Well, I know it was nothing to him. But you better start here. Because the bed is not everything. All this mess going on. But God is not pleased. It's time to hear what thus said the Lord. God's spirit is a clean spirit. The word is clean. The word of God. I believe it's in John chapter 15, verse 3. Now ye are clean. You hear that? All that old garbage is gone. Now ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. His word in us. So if you're going by scriptures, you ought to believe God for what he's saying. The word of life is in us. The word of peace, the word of hope, the word of blessing is in us. Woo! Good God Almighty, I feel this. His word speaks for itself. And you are clean. That means when that word comes in us, honey, we are new people. We got a new life. Do what the Lord tells you to do. He is the light of the world. He's over top of the world. The Bible says, if they come preaching another gospel, let it be a curse. Why are we believing all this up? Why are we believing people that don't even know God? Why? We have victory in our life. We're striving every day to make heaven our home. Tell God thank you. Tell God you love him. Tell God, talk to God. God, I honor you. God, I bless you. You know, the question came to my spirit the other day. How can we bless God? By obeying his word, seeking his face, praying, reading that word of God, studying. If we study the word of God like we should, like we say we are, and there's no change in us, you're not taking the word in. You're just reading the word. And we let people cause us to leave God. Because we're trying to satisfy our flesh. Time to override that demon and let him know my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Are your hope built up in Jesus today? Do you know him? I want to introduce you to Jesus. He is the way, not Mary Osborne. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father. It's coming to Jesus. And break you down. Break you down. Come to Jesus. Why you have a chance. You might not have a chance. I might not have a chance anymore. I just wanted to encourage you all today and to let you know that Jesus loves you. And I bless the Lord for you all, for the listeners. But take it in. Take it in. And watch God move for you. Come to Jesus, why you have time? Come on to Jesus. Hey, yalala, Bosha. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Ain't no secret what God can do. Come on to Jesus. Why you have time? Come to Jesus. Why you time. Come on to Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. No secret what God can do. Come on to Jesus while you have time. He'll fix it for you. Huh? He'll heal your body. Come to Jesus. I see somebody right now giving your life to the Lord. Why you have time? Come on to Jesus. Make up your mind. He will make your life brand new. Hele, hele, ba, 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 ba. Hallelujah. There is no secret what your God and my God can do. Come on to Jesus while you have time. Lift your hand and say yes. Tell God yes. Tell God, yeah. Ooh, glory. I told him yes one day. Tell him, yeah. Tell God, yeah. That's la la la, Bosha. Tell him, yes. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope I've said something that touched your life, that is a blessing to you. We need the Lord, thanks of God. Lord knows we need the Lord. Everybody needs him. Thank God for being on blog today. I thank him for what he's doing and the things he's going to do. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. Because you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. St. John 15:3. God bless you out there in radio land. Until the next time, this is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Osborne saying, God loves you and so do I. See you when I see you. God bless.